chances of them running it and being compared to your record would lessen from what you're telling me about how good this league is. And you even have questions about how good a football league is. All I'm saying is, yes, I think most people will be like you, John. It's a step up. If you get the invite, it'll be a step up. But don't sit up here and expect us to have a happy day for all of us to act like we're getting on some ship to the promised land, like we've talked about, the key phrase that we've used. It won't be that.
Yeah.
And so some of us, I think, very fairly can be, all right, yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go see how this works out. But won't be celebrating with you that this is some big step up.
Well, I'm celebrating.
Because it's not. If you're telling me $3-4 million more per year off a media rights deal, how's that offset by, again, new travel concerns? You're saying there's going to be a West and an East. Well, you got to show me that first. You got to you got to show me that.
Yeah.
This is a time where we're kind of getting rid of divisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look around college football. And so, again, could that happen? Sure. That makes it easier.
Right.
But my point is $3-4 million more in your media rights deal is part of what you get. Man, that ain't going to offset a ton. It ain't going to help all the new travel that you got to the freaking corner of the country.
Yeah.
So, it again, that doesn't mean, oh, stay in Pat forever,
yeah,
miss the ship, but it does mean consider this, that it might not just be as a no-brainer as a move as some of us seem to think it is.
Well, yeah, I guess I would.
And that's exactly what you just read to me is what
right.
It sounded like. Who was that, Sweeney?
Yeah, Kevin Sweeney. I wouldn't celebrate it as you're getting on a ship that is headed to the promised land.
You can't.
I would celebrate it as you're getting off of Ocean Gate Titan, which is headed down the ocean, is about to implode.
Well, again, we're doing everything we need to right now. We'll see if this becomes some big juggernaut of a conference. I mean, and of course, if you're part of it, then, yeah, it's going to have a lot better chance of doing so. But right now, you are that. You are the best. You're telling me it's a chance to go be the best thing outside the power structure. Yeah, that's what you are right now. Let's see this thing formed. Let's see who gets the invites before we say, that's it. Yes, right now it looks like from the teams that are invited, it would be more. But that's all you're giving me. Best thing. It's barely a move up. It's a rung or two up the ladder.
Yes.
And so, again,
that's the only move you have at the moment.
That's why I said that's why it's not worth getting passionate about, because I don't think, again, when you start bringing these numbers in here and we get some idea of what a media rights deal is going to look like,
yeah,
is it going to be as much of a change as we think? Sure, the brands look better, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be better off for you. It's going to be a headache for travel for some of your programs. It absolutely just is.
Mm.
Whether you have divisions or not, you're not just playing everybody on the east side every time. You're going to mix in those other teams because, hell, you're going to want to play some of them.
Right.
You're going to want to get those brands in here. And so, again, you're telling me $10 million more? Okay, I'm listening. If you're telling me between $3 and $5 million more, okay, I need to see if those numbers pan out. Is that fair?
No, it's totally fair.
All I'm making is a case.
Yes.
No one is saying this is the right move to stay.
Yes.
I don't like the American just like you do. Right now, it's the best thing. Let's see what happens with this new conference.
Well, like what
Let's see the invite.
Well, here's what I might...
Before we make the decision.
I don't know when the AAC TV contract is up, but if they lose two teams that are they're big brands, you know, like that are not named Memphis, wouldn't we suspect that the value of the deal goes down?
At some point it will, yes.
You know, so then that's that opportunity cost you have to factor in. It's like, okay, if we don't go and they do take Tulane and USF and UTSA,
mm-hmm,
then it's Memphis and Rice and Tulsa.
Right.
They're not going to pay us.
How many more millions does that get you, man?
Well,
I'm asked, was that 2 million more, 3 million
I don't,
more?
I don't know.
Because it's going to drop down when ESPN decides that this is a garbage league and, you know, we're going to give them less. Again, these are all things I would put it with you. You have to consider. But it might not be such a difference financially for you,
right,
that it's so worth it.
Well, and again,
you're still outside, on the outside looking in.
It's theoretical. So until we do have those numbers, I mean, they may say we ain't paying more than, you know, although I don't know why the Boise State would go. I mean, that would be crazy to me that they would leave a stable conference like the Mountain West. But
some of those teams been there 20-something years, and this ain't nothing but a new Mountain West. You've already got Oregon State and Washington State playing in your conference. They ain't got nowhere to go.
What they
have is money to pay your fees, money to
correct
pay all these
That's
fees
right.
that have been left over for the Pac-12. That's what they've got. And that's why you're willing to jump over.
Right.
Because they're going to pay all these millions, and they're making
right.
the point that it's going to be better than what we got.
Right.
But I'm telling you, Mountain West, like you just said, it's been a stable conference, man.
Yep.
And this ain't nothing but a, you know, a Mountain West 2.0
no,
that
it's
may, be
exactly
a little,
what it is.
May be a little bit better.
They're putting a different
maybe
name
a little
on
bit better.
Yeah.
And I get the idea that, yes, that's going to be better than the American. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get any more emotional about it.
No, that's fine. That's fine because it may not ever come to pass
exactly.
anyway.
Exactly.
You know, so it, I'm so desperate to get out of the American. I'll do anything.
Yeah, well, we can tell.
I'll do anything, man.
You're ready to cut off a toe or something.
I'll go anywhere.
I'm not that ready.
I think the Sun Belt might be better, man.
No, I think with Fred's money, I mean, we can dominate this AAC for as long as we need to until the damn thing until the wheels fall off. I'll tell you that. Or, again, until you show me we don't have a spot in the college football playoff anymore. Maybe with this new conference, you don't.
Now, here's what Pat 40 writes.
Because it's so good that you won't have a chance.
Here's what Pat 40 writes. I kind of find this interesting. The new Pac-12 could look to plant a flag in the state of Texas, but there is no guarantee it could persuade AAC members UTSA or North Texas to switch leagues. Texas State or UTEP would be more willing but less appealing. It seems unlikely that Tulane, Memphis, or South Florida would uproot for what looks like a lateral long-distance move.
Oh, gosh.
That's what Pat 40 says. You and Pat 40 are on the same side of this one. I mean, really? UTSA won't go to the Pac-12? Come on, man.
Let's just see. Sometimes when you're in a desert, like, you know, that mirage up there, it looks a lot better than what it is. That lake it looks like.
Right.
That drink.
Right.
It's not when you get there.
It's not that.
No. And by the time actually that you've gotten there, that damn thing is Big East. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think that you have, like, that is the leadership and the fact that it disappeared and now it's back, it's definitely sketchy, right? There's no doubt about it.
Who's our new commish?
We are in the
No, we got one, don't we? I saw her. It's a woman, is it not?
I think it might be. No, because I think Pac-2 had a media day. I think they had a media day at her talk.
Well, we're going to need to get to know yous, man. You know, those old name tags, who
right.
My name is. We're going to need some of those, John.
Right.
To meet all these new, all our new Pac-12 president brethren.
Let's go. Conference of Champions, yeah.
Load
man.
Load us up, Hargrave. We're flying west.
Okay, how about this?
Oh, man, it's so exciting.
I have an idea. If Memphis can't go, let's volunteer Tulsa and Rice. Can we go? Can they go? Because if they go, I'll stay in the AAC. But if you know, we got to do something. We got to figure this out because I'm sick of playing these teams on the schedule, man. It's so bad. So
you just need to calm down, bro, and let some things play out.
Look,
you get so froggy.
What you guys heard earlier today.
You'd be ready to jump.
It was my disdain for this league, okay? That's what you heard. I hate this league. I think it hurts Memphis by being associated with it.
It's more your disdain for anybody that presents an idea that may go opposite yours.
Anybody who says that Memphis should never leave the AAC.
No one said that though. But you work in extremes, don't you?
Yes.
It would be good for your argument if someone said that. No one did.
No one has said that yet. But anyway, that's the latest from Pat 40. He says it seems unlikely. He didn't source it or anything, but I'm sure he's talking to somebody about this as the Pac-12 is looking for two more teams to make it eight.
John's ready.
I'm ready.
Come and get us.
One of the two.
His hand, he's waving it.
Come on. I'm here. I'm like Castaway, like Tom Hanks in the middle of the ocean.
Hargrave's covering you up, saying nothing to see here, nothing to this guy. We don't even know who he is.
I'm like, come on.
I mean, Pat's hearing that from somebody.
I got my volleyball with the face I've drawn on it, bro. You know?
You act so lonely.
I am lonely. This league sucks.
We dominating it. We're supposed to dominate it now.
I mean,
with Florida Atlantic down and
right,
football
look,
Tulane
now
down,
look, now
it's
look.
Our time down here.
Now, you're going to be mad if all things are equal and then Boise State gets in. Then you're going, Memphis has to get out of this league?
What do you mean all things are equal?
Records the same. It all broke the same.
So, but they're
Boise State
they're
runs
lost,
the table.
Their loss to Oregon
right.
is strong.
Yes.
So I'm going to have, if we go 11-1, lose to Florida State, I'm going to have a hard time, and you get pounded, I'm going to have a hard time making any case that Memphis deserves to go.
Let's say it's an equal three-point loss. All things are equal. Boise runs it. Memphis runs it. Boise's getting in.
No, because Oregon is not going to be the same team as Florida State is now. That's not the same, even with a three-point loss. So don't throw that to me. You can do that with kids, bro. You can't do that. You can't say 3-point the same because Florida State is not representative. A 3-point loss to them is not the same as a 3-point loss to Oregon. That's not going to fall off like Florida State is.
If the AAC is perceived as better, shouldn't Memphis's wins in the league be valued more than Boise State's wins in their league?
Memphis's three road wins have a chance to be, yes, valued as much as those.
I'd be disappointed.
There's a chance. I don't know about super disappointed. You have a chance. Again, we said coming into the season what you just read from Dude. We said Washington State and Oregon State give them an advantage.
Right.
The fact that they can play two Pac-12 teams, include that on their schedule, that's an advantage for them.
Yeah.
Because they are still considered that.
Well, and that's not going away,
right?
You got
garbage for the rest of your AAC.
Get to do that.
But my point, I mean, again, now I don't even know what you're arguing anymore, but clearly.
I'm saying that the AAC isn't really they really don't have the inside track, like, as the group of five slot every year. Because that belongs to the Pac-12.
I mean, who said it's the inside track? Every year. I mean, we've said you're battling Boise State over in the Mountain West and teams from over there. Nobody said the AAC's getting this every single year. Hell, some have said it's going to be Liberty. Like, it's always been one of those three from those guys, you know. And now we've had Northern Illinois come in, but it's never been Memphis has promised this spot. It's always been Memphis can get it from the AAC and be the best thing.
Right.
But you were always going to be battling with Boise and the Mountain West and those teams.
But you need those teams to not be good. You need those teams to fall off for you to be that representative from the AAC.
Yeah. I mean, again, things have changed because Boise State has a great loss to Oregon. That matters. That may hold up the rest of the season and be better than anything you have.
Yeah.
Including maybe even a win over Florida State, because that ain't going to mean as much anymore.
Well,
possibly, if they continue to fall. If they lose to Memphis, their season's going to hell. I guarantee you that.
That's right.
That won't be their last loss, is my point.
Right.
And so that win will mean nothing. At that point, you understand? It won't nearly mean as much as a win, a three-point loss at Oregon.
Yeah.
So, again, it's still up. I mean, we still got a shot here. But nobody's the favorite.
Yeah, it's like,
there's a betting favorite. There's right. ESPN favorite, which tries to tell you Northern Illinois is it. I tell you, hell no, it's not Northern Illinois.
Yeah. I would just.
And a betting favorite's Boise.
Like, it'll be a curious discussion because Memphis will have gotten their best wins
on the road. But again, my guess is that doesn't happen because on the football field, some of these. We're going to lose conference games. I'm not saying it's going to be Memphis on. My point, Boise State, somebody is going to lose. The chance that you're comparing one loss schedules, we can do this all day long, but there's a better chance you're not going to be doing it. Somebody's going to have two, somebody's going to have one.
Right.
Liberty might be sitting there with zero.
Right.
That's what we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, both teams could have two. I mean,
And I think that's where you're in danger because the committee's going to say, we can't not take this undefeated Liberty team that's won its conference. That's where you're in danger if you've got two losses.
Yeah.
But I would tell you, and others, I still think a two-loss, if just so long as those losses aren't crazy, two-loss Boise or Memphis will have done more.
No question.
Than what Liberty done undefeated, but the committee won't say that.
Exactly.
The committee won't say that.
And in fairness,
the committee's going to reward the undefeated.
And in fairness, that will have nothing to do with conference affiliation, right? See? I mean, that will, whether you played in the SEC or the, you know, maybe not the SEC, but whether it's Mountain West, Pac-12, AAC,
100%.
If it is an undefeated team and you got two losses, you're not getting in.
Won't matter. We've kind of set that as the criteria.
We kind of have to see where the chips, you know, where the chips fall, right? If Boise and Memphis finish with two losses and then Liberty loses once, take them out. But if Boise and Memphis both finish with two losses, we don't know who that magical two losses would be to. We don't know.
But yeah, but you win your conference championship. It's not in the conference championship game.
Right. Let's say Boise loses to UNLV on the road. So that's their second loss.
Say Memphis loses to
Florida State and then they lose to Tulane. That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because at Tulane, are they better than UNLV? Does the committee view them? That will actually be a great exercise.
See, what's crazy, too, is their Washington State and Oregon State games are at home Boise State.
Oregon State sucks this year.
While we'll say that they do suck, but while we'll still say those are Pac-12 teams, those are home games.
You get that
whereas
benefit.
Memphis's are on the road, maybe against
they beat
a little
USF
lesser teams.
On the road.
But Tulane just went 7 points, played Kansas State or whatever it was within seven, a ranked Kansas State team.
Exactly.
So you've got those are roads. There's more value in those.
And Memphis will have the UTSA on the road in this instance.
As UTSA looked in that last week.
No, I mean, look, I think maybe,
so it's going to be close.
It will be. But, it'll tell us a lot. It'll tell us a lot if that's how it all shakes out. It's exactly like that. Okay, two-loss team, AAC, two-loss team, Mountain West, who gets the nod?
Mm-hmm.
Both played Power 4 teams, both lost. Not one was better than the other, but both on the road. This is actually going to be a very educational you know.
A little bit.
Hopefully they end up close enough in the resumes to where we could get a good sense, because it'll help the Memphis administration make a decision, too. How do we schedule? How do we proceed with conference affiliation? Mm-hmm. How do we, you know, what do we really need to try to do here? If they do get picked, they'll say, then we'll stay pat and we'll keep doing what we do. And, we'll, you know, we play Arkansas next year, you know. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's this season with this group of five spot will be informative. Whoever gets it, you know, if it's not obvious and there's a real decision to be made, you know, it can help. It can help for sure. Good talk, though. Good stuff on the conference realignment front here on the show. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
I don't know if you at some point today you want to mention Shannon Sharpe's Instagram Live. It's not the lead to the rundown. Although that's what y'all try to say I sound like when the Pac-12 sends an invite.
Did you go listen? Did you go watch?
I did. I listened to it. I did.
I hadn't done it.
I listened to it. It's truly. It's really something. It's really something.
It's just sound, right?
Oh, it's just sound. Yeah, but it's definitely graphic. All right.
Do you believe that he did his story? That it was just an accident.
He's
never used IG Live. He said.
It's pretty difficult to go on IG Live on accident by design, right? I mean, for those reasons. So here's what you have to do to go on Instagram Live. You have to go over to your camera. Then you have to swipe down at the bottom, okay, to go to the live. And then you have to hit the button to record. So it's just, I mean, I'm not, he says it was an accident. I'm not going to call the man a liar. But good grief, it's not easy to do this. You got your Instagram app up? Well, if you did, you could see how difficult it is. I'll just try to show you. I'll try to demonstrate, right? So this is what you see when you pull up the Instagram app, right? Just your homepage, right? Yeah. So you have to go to your camera. You have to swipe left to get to your camera. So after you hit that, this is just for your story. Then you have to swipe down here, okay, to get to live. Now it's live. And then you have to press the button after you swipe, and then you're like, but you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's a lot of swiping that, you know, your phone has to be unlocked. Why is your phone unlocked? I never keep my phone unlocked. I always lock my joint.
I've seen some, is it fake news out there? Because there's a TMZ story that says no discipline will be taken ESPN against Shannon Sharpe. There's a fake story out there.
Yeah, that's a troll account.
Don't need to address. ESPN has with TMZ and said he's not going to face any disciplinary action.
Yes.
But they believe that this was a mistake, I suppose. It's accidental. They call it sex stream.
That's what it was.
It was a sex stream?
Yeah. It was. I mean, the
I don't do sex streams.
That brother was growling.
Well, I thought he's more like a horse.
He was growling. He was like,
that's a horse. That's not a growl.
Bro, you got to go listen to it, man.
No, I don't want to. The little kid in me yesterday said, we're going to go find this. And then I said, no.
No,
I don't want to hear Shannon. Y'all are telling me what it is.
It's just it was.
I can imagine.
Everybody was talking about.
Sound like horse.
Everybody was talking about it.
Sound like a big horse.
And you know,
I know everybody. It was the story.
There was some pillow talk going on.
Everybody said. What I saw was this. Was basically that he did this on purpose.
Well,
and that he's lying.
Bunk some rumors.
Yeah, I saw him being accused.
Yeah. Yeah, he said, quote, he told Chad Ochocinco yesterday that, quote, these draws go into the Hall of Fame. That's what he said.
I'm sorry. I don't understand in what context that means. Is he talking about, like, Wilt Chamberlain?
I don't remember exactly what the question was.
Is that a Wilt Chamberlain-type reference? I've done all my conquests. I belong
saying that Chad Ochocinco said he needed to, like, work on his cardio because he sounded out of breath, you know?
Oh.
And I think that was kind of his response. Like, you know, look.
I got to admit, man, this dude. Like, he's really turned himself into something that I just didn't see for him.
Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when he got into, you know, analyst work afterwards, and he was good and everything else, but he's like, Club Shay Shay, and as big as that is and all this, and now you got either fake or real sex dreams out there that you either advertently or didn't put out. I mean, this dude's become a real celebrity out here trying to fight with grizzlies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the sweater, no less.
Yeah, that was a silly day for Shannon.
It was.
It was him and T got into it first, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then Dylan and then Ja. Yeah, I didn't like that day for Shannon.
No, it was a joke.
You can't say that he hadn't capitalized on it.
Yeah, he's just kind of become a character.
He's turned 5 or 15 minutes into a freaking career.
Yeah.
What I thought would be 5 or 15 minutes of fame into a career, and that's credit to him. I don't think he needed to do this to debunk anything, or more importantly, if you thought that this was a level up too, because everybody seems to think a sex tape or a sex stream can be a form of level up. It's not necessarily the case. I'll tell you, it's bad taste.
Right.
Now, he tried to act like he was all disappointed in himself a little bit.
He did. It was kind of odd. It's like, listen, people have sex, man. It's not like, you know, you have to apologize for
that. Well, I'm saying if it was a true accident.
Right.
Do you have to be as disappointed with yourself? The way he's trying to come, that's why I have questions.
Yeah.
Not accusing, just questions.
Yeah, no, it's
like you said, it's hard to do to get on to live.
It's very hard to do.
And if you're just throwing the phone on the bed, that thing's not turned on live.
Right.
Is that where the phone was recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought so. I've read enough on it that I've got it, you know, I've visualized it enough. I don't need to see it or hear it.
Yeah. But that happened yesterday, and
now we know it would have been silence with you in there if you had had that thing on live. It'd just been
no. I mean,
that love making your home to
that's how it sounded when
quiet
I
quiet time
when I saw that Memphis was mentioned for the Pac-12. It was like, I mean,
that's what it sounded like.
Yeah,
yeah, that straight horse.
Pam, can you play the audio? Do you have the audio?
No, we won't play that, especially with Pam here. Need for that. We will respect
Pam
women.
Pam is a lady.
We will respect women.
Classy lady.
And we will keep it classy around here.
Yeah. Now, people were speculating as to who the woman was.
Could you see it? Or could
no,
it
you
just
could just
literally
hear
been
it.
An, you so could it could have been an see. Act.
It could have easily been an act.
He literally just could have been making sounds.
I think an act was happening.
So you do hear a woman. You hear another
No,
voice.
There's a woman.
Okay. So
yeah.
You know, okay.
She calls him Papa.
Why are you smiling like that?
I'm giving you the details.
Did you, Pam, I'm giving you the details. Change the story. Did you see the way he smiled?
You needed to know the details,
dude.
Bro.
Next story.
Pam's right. Because you are too into that nickname when you said it.
No, bro. It's just like that's. I want you to know and have a clear view and picture of what went down.
I already had the picture.
Since you just said you're just too good to go watch it or listen to it. You know, like
I don't need to. That doesn't mean I'm too good for it.
Well, now you know, man. Now you know. Anyway,
I'll let you go watch that fake smut.
That's right. It was fake. I think it was. Bottom line, I think that this was fake. I think
because
it was
because there
staged.
Had been rumors out there about him that we really haven't addressed, but we can literally leave it at that.
Well, put it this way: it
you're
wasn't,
saying because you had mentioned that
the act wasn't fake; it happened, but the whole accidental "I'm on Instagram Live while I'm doing it" that was the part he knew what the hell he's doing. You can't go on Instagram Live by accident in 2024; it's not possible. But anyway, that's the most important story of the day.
Unless you're riding with Vontae.
Well, was that an accident? I mean, that was on purpose too.
Was it?
I thought so.
Well, I guess so. I guess he. I mean, kind of. The second time.
Yeah, I thought it was just It was just dumb. It was just like they were just. He just posted about it.
I guess it was just dumb.
Yeah, like it was just carelessness and recklessness. Same the first time, right?
But my point was that he will put you on it.
Oh, he'll put you on it. Yeah, and Ja put himself on it, didn't he? In the club. Was that the first one?
The first one. I can barely remember the first one.
The first one was he was in the Denver club.
Yes.
And he was on Instagram Live, and that's when they found the gun.
Yes.
And then...
Well, did they find it? They never found the gun.
No, they saw it on Instagram Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
We never found it. We will never find it.
That's right. That thing is gone.
Buried with Tony Soprano.
That's right. But the second one, I think, was...
In a Jeep.
Yes.
They were together.
Yes.
But Devontae driving.
Yeah.
Right?
That was just carelessness. That wasn't an accident.
Well, I'm saying did John know he was about to go live?
Now, John probably did not know.
That's what I'm saying. But, his man set him up. That was our whole discussion. Right there. It's like, what kind of dude's got you? You setting up your guy? He doesn't know he's on live right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because John didn't push the button. Devontae did.
Yeah, I think John thought it was like he was just taking a picture or something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was done. He was done dirty on that one. But
has he changed?
I think he's changed.
Not Ja. Pack.
Oh, bro. I don't even know. I thought you were going to ask me. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll tell you this.
I thought I heard in the streets he's changed.
Well, good. I mean.
No, I don't know that for sure.
He's changed for a positive trajectory.
Yeah. Like going down a different path now.
I had heard, when I was checking up on this, he was gone and then he was back and then.
We know he's still in Jaws. They're still good.
Yeah. There was a time where
he took a spiritual awakening. Maybe.
Okay, that's great.
I don't want to have that, but I thought it was sounded like it was real deal.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I hope that's the case for him.
I'm happy to hear that.
Hope that's the case for him.
But Instagram Live continues to be a real headache for a lot of people.
Or it's a way to try to gain more fame or snuff out rumors.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't think we know here.
You seem to be leaning that way.
I tend to have a cynical view of it.
Yes, you seem to be leaning that way.
But anyway, there you have it.
Pam wanted us off that a while back. I apologize that we didn't move on sooner.
It's a big national story.
Well, there's big national football on tonight. Are you aware of that?
I am.
How have we not talked Bills Dolphins? Much as we like talking football around here.
Well, you were focused on the conference of champions.
No, you were, fool.
No, that was you, man. You loved the conference of champions, which we all should. We all should.
Bill Walton died, so the Pac-12
could get their entry in. Yes, bro.
That's what John believed.
Bill Walton had to go.
He died for this.
He had to go. I'm sorry, but he was the only thing standing in our way, just like the title game in 73.
And, of course, with the way he felt about Larry and Memphis State, he would say, bring in Memphis. His soul and spirit would say, bring them into the conference.
The new conference
of champions.
Facts.
That's got, like, Fresno State and stuff in it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that looks real good.
Real good, brother.
Bills Dolphins tonight. Miami's a 2.5-point favorite.
Yep.
I have long been... Well, we'll say the last 2 years, so that's not long at all. A Miami fan. I've had them pegged really since McDaniel. John and I share a sort of admiration for Mike McDaniel. He's got things figured out offensively, no question about it. Injury hurt them last year. But also, you know, you've got to prove, too, with Tua in this passing game, that you can be a team that wins into December, into January, whether it's at home or not, but more importantly, on the road. They haven't done that yet. Really hadn't taken that next step up in terms of showing us on a sustainable basis they can be a physical football team that get in the playoffs and win and advance. That's the next step for them. You could say, and I'm sure McDaniel would, well, the next immediate step, I can hear Coach speak right now, is winning the AFC East. You know, we've been pegged for that, and by guys like you, Jason, that have pegged us for that the last couple of years, that the Bills would be taking a step back, it hadn't happened. Here's your chance for a statement right off top. We know that Raheem Mostert not playing, but you will have, what's my man?
Achan.
Got it right that time.
Yeah, he's likely going to go.
I usually blow that. Looks like he's going to be able to go. The rest of that offense is there. Tyreek Hill expressing some remorse, or at least was talking about how, you know, if he could do it again, maybe he didn't handle the best way in terms of rolling his window down. That's the one thing John and I both said. If that's us, we have to roll our windows down. Now, were we listening to Tyreek's story about, I didn't want to roll it down and make a fuss. I am in a Lamborghini. I am Tyreek, and that does draw a crowd. Sure, we were listening to that point of view, but the point was he didn't do what the cops told him to do, which further invited what was some, you know, let's go, over-the-top activity, to say the least, by Officer...
Torres? Right?
Danny. Yeah,
Danny
Officer
Torres.
Danny Torres. Thank you. Good memory by you. All that said, you'll never forget it.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
He was a little nasty. I mean, not rolling down the window, does that, you know, now you need to put knee in back and say stop crying?
Exactly.
Come on, bro.
Yep.
All he was doing was calling his head of security with the Dolphins to try to clear things up, and you saw other Dolphins stop. Back to the point, and they need to check old Danny's record. I'm sure that's being done now. But that police association did step up for him and say that he should be reinstated. So my assumption is, again, when you do that, you got to be careful about getting, you know, endorsing a bad cop. So my assumption is they've already looked at his record.
Right.
If you're going to stand up for him and say he should be given, my assumption is they've looked at that 27-year history, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Back to the point, It's been smoothed over as far as the Dolphins are concerned and moving forward. Heck, Tyreek even scored in that game to help them come back. Both teams came back. Dolphins against Jacksonville. Bills had to come back against Arizona in that game. And you'd certainly say that Arizona team is the worst of the two opponents there. Bills had to fight. Josh Allen had to do everything he could. Two rushing, two passing. I'm excited about this game. Usually we've got, you know, last year we had Thursday night duds. Feels like the last few years we've joked about how bad the schedule is. Not joked, we've almost grimaced at how bad the schedule's been. This is, following an opening night, one of the biggest opening nights in NFL history, where we got Chiefs and Baltimore in an AFC championship game rematch. Got a great one in Bills Dolphins, which, early statement game for who's gonna be the king in the AFC East.
Yeah.
With having a little bit of, now having a little bit of questions when it comes to the Jets. That's why I look at this one and say, this may be the two.
Yeah.
That Jets defense doesn't get better.
So I saw a couple of interesting stats about this. I believe it's been 43 games. I saw this stat. I got to make sure it's on my P's and Q's here. But apparently it's been 43 games since the Buffalo Bills have lost by more than six.
Dang.
Yeah, like, I have to go back and check that, but I believe I saw that tweet yesterday.
Yeah, that's too random to not be close.
And I didn't go back and, like, cross-check it, but,
sure.
I mean, if you look at it, it appears to be correct. Because last year, their losses came to Chiefs by three in the divisional. Three to the Eagles, two to the Broncos, six to the Bengals, four to the Pats, five to the Jags, six to the Jets in overtime. That was last year. So I'm gonna assume that is correct. That they have not. Josh Allen. This is the point, right? This is what it really means. Josh Allen. When you have him on your team, you're in the game. That's what it means. And I get it, like, he, for all his ability, he should be, he should have more accomplishment than he does. But it's really, like, he's a one-man competitor. Like, he's going to keep you in the game no matter what. And so this one's interesting tonight. Yeah, like you said, I mean, I think we're really high on this Dolphins team, especially at home.
You lost both games to them last year, did you not? You didn't. You mentioned Dolphins as one of those losses last year. Bills beat them both times last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And winning the AFC East when everybody else was, guys like me were picking Miami last year.
Yeah, 21-14 in Miami on January 7th.
I mean, statement time, if anything. Should be your year.
48-20 in Buffalo.
You've subtracted Diggs, who cut you up in one of those games.
Yep.
They don't have him anymore.
Yep.
Come on now.
Look, you could say this about any team in the NFL week to week probably, but the Bills were very fortunate to beat Arizona.
Exactly. And that's not a great Arizona team.
And it didn't look great for the pass catchers, you would say, for Josh Allen. I mean, that was another game where he put the team on his back on the ground, two touchdowns on the ground. But I think this is a great Thursday night game. I mean, I think it'll tell us a lot about where each team is. Miami really should feel like they have to win this one. They got, like you said, they got swept last year. This is the second. I mean, second game of the season at the house in prime time. You gotta make sure that the Bills don't leave with a win. So I expect that. But again, in terms of the spread, I don't have a play on this game tonight. I'll probably watch it live and see kind of how it looks. I think that's kind of going to be my strategy moving forward, is if I don't have a bet on a game that I put on – I'm talking about NFL specifically. If I don't have a bet on the game that I put in, like, by Wednesday or Thursday, I'm just going to wait to watch it live and just see what happens. Because, again, you get to Friday, Saturday, that number has just been hit all to hell, and I'd rather just, like, watch it unfold. For example, San Francisco, I bet them at the half. I bet them -9.5 at the half. Like, that would have been crazy, right, before the game. There's no way you're betting them -9.5 without a CMC. But then you kind of watch the game. You see how easy it is for them on the run game.
Yeah, it was too easy.
You know, you're like, they get the ball first. You know, they're already up,
you got a feel for it, like coming in off the bench.
Yeah, so I kind of like that. And if I lose, I lose. But at least I got a chance to watch it and get an opinion of a game that's in progress, as opposed to playing a bad number that's been beat to hell over the course of the week.
You know, we get AFC East again next Thursday.
Who's that?
Pats Jets.
That's gross.
So it ain't as great.
Damn, we're gonna get
in
the Jets.
All of them.
How many times are we gonna get the Jets?
We didn't do this preseason like we usually do on the Thursday night games. Usually they're so bad we go through them. It's a bunch of bad. Cowboys, Giants. After that, Tampa Bay Falcons. Could I sell you on that's decent. You know,
that's watchable.
NFC South.
That's watchable.
Winner possibly in that game. 49ers, Seahawks, Broncos, Saints, Vikings, Rams. Sam Darnold may make that interesting.
I know the Rams are so banged up already, though.
Texans, Jets.
I mean, that has a chance.
Two for Aaron.
That has a chance.
Bengals, Ravens.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Commanders, Eagles. Yeah, you see Jaden.
That could be interesting.
He'll get smacked up.
Yeah, they actually have quarterback play now, though, so that's better than usual.
Another AFC North tilt, Steelers, Browns. You got Raiders, Chiefs, Packers, Lions, Rams, Niners, Browns, Bengals, Seahawks, Bears.
It's pretty rough.
It's not awful.
I'll give it like a C+. I mean, I don't know.
Seahawks Bears at the end could be
what's
wild
the best
card,
game?
Wild
Texans
card
Jets
type teams.
Packers Lions.
The best game was the opener.
Oh, that's true. I kind of don't count that though.
Well, I guess we shouldn't, because that wasn't an Amazon.
That's the
game,
opener.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Packers Lions with Jordan Love back in the lineup will be good.
Well, this is pretty good tonight. Bills Dolphins.
Yeah, this one have a chance. Yeah, 2-1-0 teams.
Patriots Jets. No.
No, any game that involves the Patriots, any game that involves the Giants.
No, wait, Bengals Ravens should be.
Yeah.
You know, Burrow's doing what he should do by week 10 if they've come out of their early season slump that they always
have. Yeah, that's always a good game.
And then I know on Steelers-Browns, because Browns look like going to be trash offensively.
Nobody wants to watch that game.
Nobody wants to watch Raiders-Chiefs but you.
I don't even want to watch it.
And then we'll see on Rams-Niners, because that could be a Rams team that's competing for a playoff spot still.
Yeah, I mean, I like Stafford.
Maybe even division. After what I saw of Niners, they're not ready to hand to.
I mean,
that to be competitive.
Some people are saying that game was more about the Niners' greatness than it was anything about the Jets. That they could just have
I don't know. They got no pass rush, which is why they went and made the move to get Hassan Reddick, who they haven't signed.
Right. Right.
So they did, and if you have no pass rush.
I thought the run
this idea they're going to be some top
just awful.
It was awful, but they were getting cut up any kind of way.
They were. I mean, I kind of
do because
think it
the run game had them so loose. I mean, everything worked.
Right. I think it did say something about the Jets, though. I think it was like, you got to pump the brakes.
That's what
a little
I'm saying.
Bit.
Folks had crowned them a top five defense, man. They didn't have a pass rush last year, even with a good defense. It appears they don't have one again.
Yes. Our guys.
So I don't know if that's a great defense.
Our guys at Right Angle with Adam Chernoff had two bets today that they released. Are you curious about them? You know one of them.
I'm always curious about what Right Angle's got. Usually they're on the money.
You know one of them.
Yeah, not happy about it.
And the one you know is Sunday Night Football. Waiting all day for Sunday night for Right Angle to fade yo Bears. Houston Texans release -6. It's out there at 6.5 right now. 6 is a key number. So if you're feeling froggy, I would say maybe 6.5. I don't think it goes to 7. I'd be surprised if it went to 7. But, Texans -6. How are you feeling about this game on the road in Houston after that miracle in the Windy City?
Well, I feel like it's a free swing for your boy, much like it was
Florida
supposed
State.
To be for Memphis at Florida
it's
State.
It's just a weekend of free swings for Jay Smoove.
That's all it is. Nobody's except look at you, Mr. I'm on Houston in the city.
And Florida State.
All day long. You're all over it. You're telling me, you and the world are telling me the Bears ain't got a chance because Caleb Williams is terrible. He only threw for 90-something yards first game. Let me tell you something. That defense, CJ going to have to deal with it. And I ain't talking about my son. I'm talking about old Stroud.
Man, you talking proud over there.
Hey, we're going to get after him. What you didn't notice was right before the season, we went out and made a trade for Darryl Taylor.
Okay.
Now, that sounds like a dude off the Memphis streets.
Yeah, it
like
does.
Like he could be a cousin of yours.
Legit.
You know what I'm saying? Not your cousin, but a cousin of a listener. You know what I'm saying?
Easily.
Darryl. Got him from Seattle. Only played around 44% of their defensive snaps last year.
Yep.
But was very effective as a pass rusher. Knock on him, he can't stop the run. You know what he does first week? Goes out there, gets 2 sacks. First week, eight tackles, I think, leads us in tackles.
Mm-hmm.
So was out there, looked like a guy, again, that can play a lot more than 44% of the snaps. He was sort of odd man out in Seattle in terms of their linebackers. He comes right on down, gives us the 2 sacks we need, opposite Montez Sweat. There's a guy who already comes in and is doing it. I'm telling you, that's what, remember, Courtney told you that.
Yep.
But the thing about the Bears defense is going to be, do they have rush on the other side of Sweat? If Darryl Taylor can keep being that effective, C.J. Stroud going to be in for a long day, bro.
Yeah.
You said, how do I feel? I feel great because it's free swing. And look at the rest of that. Look at the rest of those next three or four games. Bears going to be 4-1 with a loss to Houston.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
So, see, really, Caleb should look at this. He should be grateful because he's supposed to be 0-1 with the way he played. And what he learned a very good lesson week one, that, you know what, I got a defense and special teams too that can win me games. And so what's critically important is that I don't go lose them. I don't turn the ball over. I don't make bad decisions. Let me go play it a little safe. And safer is what Caleb Williams needs to learn, not trying to be Patrick Mahomes on every play. And so hopefully, again, message received that, man, dude, I got a defense and a special teams that can make plays. I just need to be the thing that doesn't cost us the win.
Right.
So I'm hopefully you get a Caleb that's looks much more confident and isn't trying to do everything, man, or go out there and be some superhero.
Yeah.
There's way too much of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, Thursday night's gonna be a fun time. Oh, the other release. There's one other release.
Yeah, you just mentioned the one.
Jets -3.5 at Tennessee. Now, I don't really like that one. I got to tell you, I don't like that one because it's Monday night on a short week.
I didn't mind.
Road.
My initial, I don't like it either.
Yeah, so maybe we're square. Maybe we're both square on that one.
Are the Jets going to get after Levis like we did? Because if they don't, Levis, if you don't pressure him,
yeah,
that's when he starts to look like a real franchise QB.
And I just kind of feel like at home, you know, like these are where the Titans sort of put out their best efforts. I know, dude, it's a different, you know.
I thought Pollard and them, they look good.
Right.
Until Levis, you know, started blowing the game. Special teams let us back in, obviously. But I thought the run game looked pretty solid. You know, I there was a lot to be encouraged about. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you
right.
Feel good or giddy about, but that was a new offense. Them Callahans, y'all are on new leadership. It's just, we talked about it. It's different than watching the Vrabel years and the grinded out play action. You know, there's a little bit more openness to it. And for a while there, it was humming until Will decided to get reckless with it.
Yep.
So, again, same thing from Caleb, you know, that we're telling Caleb. Man, come on, man. You can't be what cost you the game.
That's right.
And Will Levis is what cost. I mean, come on. Did you see that pick six? Like, that's quarterback 101-ing going down to avoid sack. You just throw it basically under up and turns the whole, you know, essentially wins the game for the Bears. Tyreek Stevenson takes it. You cannot be that guy that literally blows a whole what had been a pretty good defensive effort and everything else. I think it'll be cleaner.
Yep.
And so that's why I'm kind of with you. I don't know about Jets. And what was it, -3.5?
Yeah.
-2.5.
It's 3.5.
No, sir.
Yeah, plus it's probably out to 4 now.
My nose is telling me that stinks.
Let's see what it is now.
My square nose is
4. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I love my guys here at Right Angle. I love Adam Chernoff. This is just – is. And look, there were games last year where I wanted to fade them too. They would have, like, the Panthers. You know, they'd love betting the Panthers. But, man, I just feel like I'm paying a premium for a 49ers team that just looked awful in week one, you know, on at least the defensive side of the ball. Now, you're getting Levis, who also looked awful. But he's back home, and he's that team is spitting nails. They didn't win the game against Chicago.
Well, like, and has DeAndre had any setbacks? He got a little action in against us.
That's,
I'm expecting his,
like,
presence to be a little bit greater.
It's, his workload's going to get
better. So long as he didn't have any setbacks this week.
Exactly.
And I didn't see anything that he did.
Yeah, so he did have a catch against you guys.
Oh, yeah, he played some limited snaps. He'll be fine. He'll be back out there. I mean, they're ramping him up.
Sounds like the Callahan says he'll be handling a fuller workload, closer to handling a fully.
There you go. Told you.
So
they look a lot better with him in there with Ridley, to where Ridley's not playing essentially number one like he was with Hopkins out a lot of those plays.
I kind of just feel like Titans +4 is the side. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. Like, and then the Jets put together one of their, you know. But we've never seen it look good with Aaron in New York. He's never, you know, he got hurt the first one. He obviously didn't look good in week one.
Bro, it's coming.
I know. But is it going to take 6 weeks? You know?
Yeah, it could. It just, like, it literally took a few throws for those guys to.
Yeah.
Even Lazard, his old buddy, like, it took him a while to get, you know, sort of adjusted again. It might not take 6 weeks, bro. It might only take 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
I got more confidence in Aaron Rodgers than I do their defense right now, which was supposed to be, as we say, the non-negotiable. That was supposed to be a top-5 defense.
Yeah.
I got more confidence in Aaron. I really do.
While we're on the subject, I'll just tell you what I have this week. We'll probably have Adam on Friday. I've got Jacksonville -3.
Who's that? I don't have it in front of me. Who's that? Who they got?
They're hosting the Browns.
Browns are in emergency territory.
They are. So it's not my favorite, but I do like the Jags this week.
Something weird too about them renaming their stadium for a week.
The Jags?
Yeah, after Trevor. You didn't see that story?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like Trevor Bank Stadium instead of Everbank.
There we go.
And they've rebranded it. There's a whole story about it.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then I've got the over 42 in the Commanders game against the Giants because Jaden Daniels is a nut over. I mean, that dude's doing everything.
He just wants to. Bro, he was so greedy wanting to get in the end zone that second time. Game was over.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to get them stats, bro, and exactly. I love it. I love having him in fantasy.
So I got the over 42.
He's going to get himself killed is what he's going to do.
I've got the over 46.5, Cincinnati at Kansas City. I think that's just going to be a shootout, right? I mean.
I could see it. Well, it better be.
Exactly. I mean, Cincinnati's defense probably not good enough to stop Mahomes, right? I mean, they got beat by New England at the house.
Apparently, they're talking bad about Worthy, too, so I don't know why they think this bulletin board material stuff it works against KC.
I've got Pittsburgh minus 2.5
nothing, so.
At Denver.
You're going to get KC's best effort.
You always do. I mean, now I'm not saying that they should be, you know, they're going to cover five.
Plus,
or six,
I'm sure Mahomes just hates the fact that Burrow's just considered the guy that has his number.
Yeah. Maybe not anymore, but he was at one time. But he still is, like, when people talk about...
He's the only one.
Yeah, he's the only guy.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the same. What was it, 3-1 at one point, or 3-0?
Yeah, he beat him in the championship game 2 years ago.
But still, he's the only one you put in that category.
No, he absolutely is.
Because Lamar hadn't come close.
Nope. Josh Allen hadn't come close.
Nobody else can get one.
Yep. So, you know, Joe Burrow's the only one.
I don't know why you're looking crazy because the power been in and out. I think schools, Memphis schools.
I know, but I'm just like, every time you mention Joe Burrow, like the lights flicker in here, bro.
He ain't that powerful, bro. He might be back to pedestrian.
He couldn't even grip the water bottle or whatever it was they were saying. So I've got the over in that one, and then I've also got Pittsburgh minus 2.5. I'm believing in the Tomlin voodoo, brother, on the road in Denver.
Fields going to actually get in the zone this time?
Yep.
They're going to do it with all field goals.
I mean, I kind of feel like Fields is maybe the easiest quarterback to game plan against in the NFL, so that's what worries me.
What?
Yeah, because you just know he's not going to throw it. He's just going to run it.
No, they said that. No, but I realize that's easy to say, but the running is what makes him. DC's talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You don't know where he's going to run.
Well, you just know that he can run for over 1,000. Yeah.
It's not he won't even throw it deep right now. I don't know if you've seen that. He won't take any chances. He's scared.
He had one to Pickens last week. That's it. He had one to Pickens. And, you know, where's Calvin Austin? Let's get Calvin Austin on the go routes. That's easy.
He's just running fly routes. Ball never coming.
I know, man.
He got to open it up a little bit, man. Believe in yourself, Justin.
It's hard watching the Pittsburgh offense. Defense
But they
great.
Still going to win. Just like those Steelers fans that tweeted me and said, we were 5-1 against the division. Yep. We'll do it again.
They really will.
I was pushing back, but so far, so good.
So far is so good indeed. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. Chris Boyce is going to join us on the other side. Memphis, North Carolina exhibition game. All proceeds benefiting and going to St. Jude. He's going to tell us about the formation, what it means, how long we could hope to have the thing around, maybe in the regular season, the iterations, all that and more on the other side. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN.